Ryan, tell me about your music.
I've just grown up around music, so I learned to play the drums when I was young, and my love for horror movies translated into doing haunt music. So here we are at Scare LA.
So how did that happen for you? You go from loving to play the drums, and today you make scary, royalty-free music. How's that happen?
Yeah, it was just kind of a natural progression, you know, learning to play the drums and then kind of picking up other instruments along the way. And I think I remember seeing Halloween when I was 8 years old or something, and it scared me, but I liked it. So from then on, it was just a lifelong love affair with horror movies that kind of transitioned into me figuring out how to compose music for those kind of things. And then, you know, just one thing led to another, and before long I was doing custom music for haunted attractions, and now we have CDs out and we're doing some short films and some websites. And yeah, just kind of turned from a hobby to like a bigger hobby.
How much fun is that? What struck you as the biggest challenge in terms of making the sound and making it work for an attraction or a movie?
It's depending on how much direction you have. Like, typically what I'll do if I'm scoring something, I'll watch it several times before I'll just watch it with no music or no concept at all, and just kind of see, you know, how does it make me feel, or what, you know, if I have any kind of instruction from the director, then I'll start there. But typically I'll just watch it and just go from there. I don't really have a process other than I'll just, you know, kind of check it out a couple times to see how it makes me feel. And then I'll start building melodies or chord progressions around that.
What's an example of how something made you feel translated into your music?
Well, I think, you know, when I watch the video, unless I have direction from a director or somebody producing, I'll just kind of, you know, see what kind of emotions what I'm looking at, what I'm watching on the screen, what kind of emotion does it bring forth? And that's usually my starting point. I mean, it's really varied. It just depends on what I'm watching. But I'm usually pretty good about, you know, if I don't have direction, I'm usually pretty good about tapping into whatever I'm feeling, being pretty much, you know, on point with whatever the director or producer has in mind. So,
tell me about a couple of the selections you have on the CDs you have here today.
Okay, well, there's on our latest EP, Dead by Midnight, there's a song called Death Awaits. It's one of the heavier songs, but it's kind of all over the map. I kind of describe it as my blender song, because I took all these different styles and blended them together and just made this what I feel is a really cool horror song that would work for some horror movies, definitely not others. Yeah, it's just, you know, I love to experiment with different sounds and just try different things. So Death Awaits off of Dead by Midnight is probably my favorite track at the moment. It's strange because they're all, you know, each song is kind of like a kid in a way, you know. I have some kind of attachment to it, and they just have each done different things for me, you know, and the way I put them together. But I never really force it. It just kind of, I don't really try to force the songs to be something they're not. They either work or they don't, and then we just go from there.
Spoken very much like a parent. Which song would you say is your good kid versus which song is the kid that gave you a little trouble?
Well, the song Death Awaits was a little trouble. That was a trouble child, only because the sections that I created for it were pretty intense. Like, I had to do a lot of thinking about the parts and about how to make them go together and sound like a seamless piece of music, which, if you listen to it, it's a little all over the map. And then I have several other songs that literally I wrote on both of the recordings that literally the whole arrangement and everything was finished in a half an hour. So just, you know, some of them come together really quickly and are easy babies, and then the other ones are, you know, I struggle with for months to try to figure out what I'm going to do with it.
looking forward for Halloween 2013. What's Halloween going to be like at your house when you do this for your hobby slash vacation?
Well, I usually typically will put, you know, I don't do much. Well, we decorate, but I don't really do a haunted house per se. But I always have our music, you know, at our house playing, or, you know, I'll put like a some kind of playlist together, which almost always includes our music and other, you know, notorious Halloween pieces. I like to watch the expression of the kids when they walk up the driveway, because I don't do anything to, you know, I don't jump out of bushes to scare them. I don't, you know, I'm not doing anything to cause them to be afraid, except for the type of music that I'm playing. And it's a really, really good reminder at how powerful music is, because there can be absolutely nothing going on, but if a song is playing, it can create a mood to where the kid won't even come up to the, you know, he won't even come up to the door. That's interesting to me, is to watch kids. I literally last year, I saw some kids kind of stop in the driveway, and we're not sure about walking up the rest of the driveway because of the music they heard coming from the garage. So.
What song scares you to that degree, even as somebody who creates music like that?
I think pretty much anything off the original Halloween, John Carpenter's Halloween from 1978. That entire soundtrack is so creepy. And I mean, I guess at this point, it doesn't really, you know, scare me as much as it did maybe when I was 8 or 10. But there's a reason it did, you know. It was just so powerful. And, you know, just really good melodies. And somewhat, I mean, really, truthfully, the music's somewhat predictable. But I don't know, it's just something about the way he put it together. So I would have to say that John Carpenter's Halloween, the entire soundtrack, is something that to this day stands out, that was super influential on what I do, but I still have a ton of respect for and still listen to it, you know, monthly. So,
and include him in your Halloween soundtrack?
Yes. Well, I can't actually, I don't use his stuff, but like I'll, at Halloween at my house, he's always on my playlist for sure.
Before we wrap up here, here's our chance to let people know that you have 2 royalty-free CDs and that you also are doing some projects for which they might be interested in being customers.
Yes, and you can check that out at gravetoneproductions.com, and our releases are available on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, or if you go to gravetoneproductions.com, there are links to a PayPal site where you can order the CDs if you're a CD person.
Brian, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.